he waves me over again, and we talk about, like, hey, I'm an artist. I'm from West Side of Chicago. Would love for you to check out my music. He said, for sure. Don't send me no weak. And I was like, well, okay. I'm like, bad. Yeah. I will not.
Yeah, I love that. Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. That song right there, Mike DFG, Mr. Westside. And we actually have him in the building right now. Hello, Mike.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing?
How did it feel to hear your song just played?
It's crazy, right? that's a surreal moment because I'm like, I call it. Wow, that's wow, yeah.
it's so funny because I love meeting artists. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like, you're here with this, like, Colgate smile. Yeah. And then I hear this, like, super hard, you know, super hard rap song. It's so funny to me.
Nah, genuinely. It's honestly my alter ego in a way, you know? Because, like, I like having my art separate from, like, my everyday life. And it allows people to bleed into another, dynamic that they probably haven't met for me. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm just... That was still a crazy moment in my head, just hearing my song.
That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, so is that where the mask comes in? Because of people that, you know, have maybe never seen. You got great press photos, by the way. Great press photos.
Thank you.
Really great Instagram. That's something artists need to, like, look out for. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like you need to keep up those appearances.
Thank you.
But, you know, if you look at your photos or, like, catch you in person, you have the mask. What is...
So I actually have it with me. It's actually in my bag if you want to grab it, but you know what I'm saying? We might not have time. No, so the mask came organically. One of my friends had came to my music video shoot with it, and I ended up buying it off of him because, like, I was like, ooh, what is that? I need that. Bought it off of him. He almost didn't sell it to me.
I was going to say, was it for sale?
He almost... originally, no, but I bought it off of him, and we still homies to this day. So it's just like he knows that's, like, one of the better parts of the lore. Ever since I put it on, I was like, yo, let's actually go further into this. And it's like, now a statement piece. I love statement pieces. I got a jacket that I wear, and then I also have, like, gloves. So it's like, you're going to get a statement piece somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So that's just something that helps with the my image, you know?
You know, and that's so important because I saw you and met you first backstage at Lollapalooza. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that. I was like, there's little things that set you apart. Or little things that people are going to remember you by because there's so many people throughout the day back there. But if they're like, oh, yeah, no, that dude Mike with the mask, you know, like, see, people are going to remember that, you know?
And that's exactly why I wore it. I was like, I almost forgot it. And I was like, you know what? Nah, let me go get the mask. And if I'm feeling up to it, it's better to need it than not have it and, you know, be SOL, basically.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, regret it. Yeah, because last year I was at Lollapalooza. We met there as well. So coming back.
Oh, but you didn't have the mask.
Right, now, I wasn't performing. I was just with the John Wall Foundation. Thank you to the John Wall Foundation for even giving me the opportunity to perform. The Chicago's Got Next stage was like so beautiful from top to bottom. Nothing but talent, truthfully.
I have a question about that stage. Sure. You were performing your first time performing at Lollapalooza. John Walt Foundation. We love Pivot Gang. I love those boys. They're like fam.
290, baby. Come on.
And so for the past couple of years, they've had the Chicago's Got Next stage by Buckingham Fountain. Mm-hmm. I always wondered, how do they pick which artists? Do you submit yourself or do the Pivot guys see people and they reach out to them? What is that process like?
I'll break it down real quick. So the normal stage that we have is Tip Fest. So that stands for the Teens in the Park Fest. Mm-hmm. That's ran by the John Wall Foundation. And they perform. And then, like, the finalists, they get to perform at Lollapalooza. And then this year, it's like an anomaly. They have Tip Fest after Lolla. So now the finalists are, like, a little different. But it was the finalists from last year performed this year. And now that they have more than one stage, this year was a little special because they were able to award the recipients of the John Walt Scholarship. I was one of those people, along with Fidel, Youngin, and Sierra, and everybody else, right? So we all got a scholarship, and then it was like, hey, they're giving us another stage. We're going to give that to you. And I was like, bet. I was so ready for that opportunity. Mm-hmm. I was holding off like announcing Lollapalooza because I have my own festival I had to throw with my nonprofit organization, Bigger Than the City. Summer agreed. We sold that out 2 weeks before Lolla, like right before soundcheck. So that was like something I needed to get through first. Then Zoomies hit me up the day after to perform at their show on Saturday. And then that next week was opening for Domani on that Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then Lollapalooza Thursday through Sunday. So it was like a crazy back-to-back-to-back three-week run at the end of July. And I was just like, wow. Just capping it off with Lollapalooza was beautiful.
So do you submit yourself for the scholarships? Like people...
Yeah.
People apply for the scholarships?
Yep. You can apply for it. Honestly, they'll just have interviews. And if you have the strongest interview, because they do like 6 or 7-ish during the John Walton dinner, and then they'll announce it then, right? So if you're a Chicago artist, just go to the John Walt Foundation, John Walt FDN on Instagram, and you can just find it. Submission's already closed, but just keep that in mind for next year.
I was going to say, yeah, look, there's always next year, and you're only going to get better. You know, you're only going to get better in your craft. So that's so cool because I always wondered what that process was like. I always liked the fact that they had that.
Yeah.
You know, being by Buckingham Fountain is so much fun during Lolla.
I was so happy. Like we didn't have to deal with all that heat because we had a nice little wind chill going on. So it was like beautiful.
You had a crazy Lolla week.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the performance.
Mm-hmm.
But then also... I saw you were like living in the press area backstage, which I think, I mean, that's important. That's what it's for, right? For networking and meeting people. And like, I saw you talking to everyone.
Man, I had to. I'm hungry, man. Like, to perform at Lollapalooza at 21, coming from where I came from, I'm still independent. I don't even have a manager. So I had to be my walking representation. So I had the image already, but then I carried myself as a manager would, talking about myself as an artist, right? It was just beautiful having that opportunity, and I just wanted to make sure I made the most out of it because I don't want to leave Lollapalooza with any regrets, and I did not. Like, I met Top Dog from TDE, and that was crazy because I grew up listening to Kendrick, Q, all of that. So just to be able to talk to him and be like, hey, I'm an artist, check out some of my stuff, and him giving me his number. That's crazy.
Really?
So I'm just waiting on a call, man.
You surprised? Because it is surprising, like, how open people are to, like, discover. You know, in your head, you would think, like, Hollywood and stuff, like, people are not even going to care.
But I got to think again, like, this is their job. They do this for a living. They have to discover new artists or be the first to, like, you know, oh, yeah, I discovered him. And let's blow him up, right? That's how labels work. But it's crazy seeing him outside because I didn't even think he was going to be there. So I was like, okay, cool. We locked eyes during the Dolce set. We saluted. I went to watch the Dolce set. Then the next day, Zay Rashad, he looked at me again and he was like, he waved me over. And I was like,
What?
I was like, hey, man, I don't care what security
internally,
gotta say.
Were you like ready to faint? You're like, oh my gosh.
Oh man, I had to keep my composure. But after, man, I was like, I had to take a moment to sit down and relax. I was like, yeah.
So he waved you over and then what
happened? He waved me over. We talked and I said, hey, can we talk after this? And then boom. Then GCI had did an interview with me. And then as I finished up the interview, I turned around, Top Dog. Then he waves me over again and we talked. About like, hey, I'm an artist. I'm from West Side of Chicago. Love for you to check out my music. He said, for sure. Don't send me no weak. And I was like, well, okay. I'm like, bad. I
love that. That's amazing. That makes the story so much better.
Yeah, man. It was real authentic. And that's all I told him. I was like,
that's good motivation too. You're truly. Like, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I can't wait to make more music.
That's like the thing that makes you want to cook in the kitchen, right? You're like, okay. Yes. He said, don't send him any week.
Yeah.
So
we did not.
I mean, looking back at the music, has it only been like a year, 2 years that you've been working on music as an artist?
So I've been perfecting my craft since high school, but this is only my second year professionally, right?
That's crazy, Mike.
Like, genuinely.
Mike, that's insane. That's insane, really. Like, that's great.
Yeah, like,
Yeah.
Thank you. It feels weird saying that out loud, but yeah, this is only my second year. I've documented my rookie year on my Instagram. This is my sophomore season. So year three, you know about them year threes, man.
You're a junior.
And Derrick Rose won an MVP in his year three. So that's what I'm going for right now. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to be my next year. But right now, I'm just enjoying the fruits of my labor from last year, dropping Love Letter to the West. That project changed my trajectory as an artist, gave me a lot more credibility within the city. That cover art has hit more feeds than I could even imagine. It's been in places that I haven't even entered yet. And then I talk about it, it was like, oh, you made that project? And it's a crazy feeling because I'm like, thankfully, I can still, you know what I'm saying, be a normal person because I kind of don't want to be too famous, but I want to be revered for my work because, man, like paparazzi and stuff, that's like, you know, I like,
yeah.
I don't like the parasocialness, but I do appreciate it though. It's just moderation.
Because you have Love Letter, and then are you still social introverts?
Yeah, so social introverts, we came through with that idea. I created it back in high school. I went to Lane Tech. That was like minds connect, and we just made a group from it. It was just like something to call ourselves. And then once I started really making music, it all made sense because once one domino falls, all of them fall in order the way they're supposed to. So now we're all like a congealed unit now. When we do shows and stuff, sometimes we'll do a SI bill, meaning all of the members going to be there. So that's me, that's Tony Montana, that's 3713Q, Nate Vintage, and 312 Mafia. So these are my people. These are my day ones. Like we.
So it's like a collective.
Collective, for sure.
That's which I love. Collective. I love collectives. I mean, it takes me back to like, yeah. Tyler, the Creator days. Do you remember? Literally, those were like, that was
Tyler,
so peak.
You know, Frank Odd Ocean, Future, all of them,
Odd
right?
Future, yes.
And then it's like mm-hmm. Saba and Pivot Game right now, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm from the West Side, so mm-hmm. you know I got to throw them in there. You know?
Mm-hmm. No, I love, because I feel like the collective is the best way to go. Because mm-hmm. when you guys come together, you could make good music, but then you could take a break and do, if you want to do something that someone else doesn't want to do, you could do your own thing.
The career is sustainable. It's mm-hmm. way more sustainable that way.
Yeah.
And what fun is it to blow up and only be by yourself, right? Because the way I think about it, if I blow up, my collective gets a piece of that and they can foster whatever career they want to after that. That's just like my main thing. It's to spread the wealth while I can, because I'm spreading it now. I'm not even waiting until I really make it. I'm like doing it actively, like putting together festivals of my own just to put artists on stages, and we're selling out these venues. I got another show coming up. You know, I'm just announcing now, Love Letter to the West anniversary at Reggie's October 15th. So I'm excited for that. That's going to be beautiful. Thank God that Dochi is on that Tuesday and not that Wednesday.
So you can still see her.
Oh, yeah. Man, I would have been hurt because then Chance is actually on 10-10. So I was like, all right, bet. This is a perfect date.
Is it a good week for music in Chicago? I feel like you're a big manifester.
Mm-hmm.
And I really admire that about people that say, in 3 years, you're going to see me here. Yeah. In 2 years, I'm going to do, I will do this. What is kind of the next big goal for you that you want to accomplish?
Okay.
You're so like, okay, we got Lala, right now, right? We, you know.
Next year, I want Summer Smash.
Mm-hmm.
Then the year after that, I want to come back to Lala. I want to drop my first debut album and then come back to Lollapalooza as like a true slotted artist, because we were slotted artists, but I want to make sure that solo.
You know, you want your name on the stage. You want your name on the flyer. Yeah.
It keeps me hungry. That's why I'm like, perfect. All right, cool. This is perfect. And now it gives me something to look forward to for that full circle moment even more, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I want Summer Smash. I want Lollapalooza. And then Camp Flogna.
When you are looking forward to the future, what are some of your dream collabs? You're like, if I could only get in the studio with it. Let's do your top four. Top four collabs.
Give me Saba. Give me Kendrick. Give me Schoolboy Q.
Wow.
And give me, actually, can I do like three more?
Okay. We got a little bit of time.
Okay. Give me Dolce. Give me Tame Impala.
Oh, love Tame Impala.
And Gorillaz, because one of my favorite songs is November Has Come, but he got MF Doom on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, that's definitely it. And then Dolce, of course.
My gosh, that record would sound crazy.
Yeah.
I actually want to hear that. I want you to make that happen.
What's funny is I actually rapped over Catfish when I was at Illinois Radio. So I did a freestyle there.
I saw the freestyle, yeah.
And I met her manager backstage. Showed it to him. He's like, bro, text me this. And I was like, bet.
What?
So we just waiting.
Okay, you really were working backstage.
Nah, man.
Look.
Like, it was definitely a 12-hour shift.
But that's why they give you that wristband. They give you that wristband for a reason, you know?
Look, I was not wasting any opportunity because I'm like, look, I have so much confidence within my discography right now and then even in my vault, too. And I just know I'm able to put the work in to make sure that my career is going to be exactly where it's supposed to be.
That's amazing. And also, you know, I think you talked about this earlier, but it's always vocal of like, we love seeing artists come through.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get too big and we can't reach them anymore, you know, like we actually like low key love that. We love getting like first interviews and then they blow up. It's like, no, we had them first, you know?
Yeah.
So we love seeing Chicago artists do that because I feel like right now more than ever, that is like a movement that's happening. Chicago music is so good. Like, I've lived a bunch of places, and I've never seen a local scene like this. You know, it's insane.
It's the best in the world. It's the best in the world.
It really is. We're spoiled. Like, we're really spoiled.
Every level, you have so much talent, right? If you want to go underground, we got like Carrion. We have Youngin. We have Fidel. We have Lovey. We have who else? We got 3713 Q, Nate Vintage. You know, my people. All that, right? Then we have like Menace for Hire, and we got the Wayne Gazis and everything like that, right? Devins. We have so many people here, Pee-Wa, Starlet, everybody, right? It's just genuine love through the city, too, because, like, for one, we all are homies. We were friends first. That's the thing. And then we all just, like, did music out of love for the artistry, and then we all just found each other, and it was just, like, beautiful, right? You can even go anywhere. And we still got our people still rolling. We still got Chance. We still got Sabo. We still got John Doe. We got everybody still perfecting their crafts. And it's just beautiful to see. I'm happy enough to be a part of it and actually leave some footprints within this scene, man. So I'm just happy.
What are some dates to look out for? Do you have new music coming, shows?
August 22nd, catch me at Navy Pier. I'll be performing with These Days Mag, Skyline Sessions. It's a free event. Pull up. Then we also got October 15th. Love Letter Anniversary Show. The actual anniversary is the 10th, but we're going to do the show at Reggie's October 15th. Lineup coming soon for that, man. I'm excited. It's already locked in. I just got to announce
it. Okay, yeah, people got to follow you to keep up with the stuff. What's the IG? What's the TikTok?
You can find me everywhere at Mike_DFG. Mike_DFG.
Thank you so much for coming by, Mike.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram @Vocalo or on TikTok @Vocalo.radio.